Hello, Mr. Randolph?
Yes?
Thank you, sir. Just a moment for the president.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President?
Phil, how's my friend?
Oh, I want to congratulate you from the bottom of my heart for a wonderful victory.
I want to congratulate...
We're all proud and happy over you.
I want to congratulate you. We gave them all we had, and we didn't pull any punches.
You certainly did. There's no doubt about it. And the world will never forget this great victory.
You know, Lady Bird's getting a little cocky herself. She's getting hard to get along with. She went through that south of that train of hers, and she even picked up 4 or 5.
That's right, and she must be congratulated on the fine work she did.
Well, I asked her why she's going into Alabama when my name wasn't on the ticket, and she said, well, she wanted to provide a little leadership for those folks that are going underground.
That was good. Well, thank you for calling me, Mr. President. I'm honored indeed.
I'm
out to give me a ring.
I'm thankful to you for your good, sound advice and your loyalty and your the things you stand for and how much you've done to help others in the spirit of the Golden Rule, and I want to call for my friend this morning and tell him that, and I want you to know that I count on you, and we'll be getting together when I get back up there. We've got a good program coming out of that poverty program, and we want to move in and do something positive and constructive, and the vote down here 4 years from now is going to be a lot different. A lot more people are going to be voting, and and we got to make this kind of progress.
You're quite right, Mr. President.
I want to talk to you also a little later about the Attorney General and some things like that. And keep it under your hat. But I want advice with you, son, because I see you stand up in meetings and speak your piece, and it's always on the side of the folks.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Goodbye, Phil.
Goodbye.